Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk. It's just you and me, by the way. This segment and the next segment, it'll just be you and me. This segment, I want to talk about business planning. You know, a business plan is a document. Usually, it's a document. When you think of a business plan, you think of a document. But it's a compilation of you thinking about what you want where you want the company to go, doing some research, doing some due diligence, developing some strategies, and reaching some conclusions about how to pursue opportunities going forward. Now, it may only exist in your head. And that happens a lot. It happens most of the time. But it's better if you write your business plan down, if you get it written down. Now, you know, does it need to be elaborate? Does it need to be, you know, 40 pages and color-coded and indexed, et cetera, et cetera? No, it could be simple. Depends on what you're going to do with it. But either way, a written business plan, whether it's simple or elaborate, is an assembly of facts, ideas, assumptions, and projections about the future. Let's talk about three ways that you would use a written business plan, not the one in your head, but the one you write down, the one you put on a sheet of paper and collect up together a bunch of those sheets of paper and turn it into a published document. Well, you could use it to document the due diligence in a new business opportunity or the future of an existing one, you know, where you just wanted to see it on paper. You know, there's something pretty significant, folks, and helpful. It's pretty handy to be able to see your ideas looking back at you from a sheet of paper. And if you've never done that before, give it a try. I remember the first time I actually, you know, had an idea and wrote it down and printed it out and read it back to myself. It looks different that way. It really does. And so think about that. That's one reason. It could just be for your own benefit, your own purposes, your own ability to see or have somebody else write it up, print it out, have somebody else read it to you. That's another way to hear things. I mean, it's amazing how that will help you, how that will clarify things. Another way to use a written business plan is to evaluate an opportunity or a challenge and to compare them with your strengths and weaknesses. That's right. You actually write down, okay, do the SWOT analysis. You heard of that? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so you take those things and you take the elements of a new opportunity or maybe a challenge, and you say, okay, what do I have and what do I need? And one of the best ways to really kind of total all that up, because sometimes it's good just to do the math on this sort of thing, is to write it down. It can also assist you in getting a bank loan. Or if you're trying to get investors, you're going to have a written business plan. But again, depending on the application, it can be elaborate or it can be simple. I'm trying to take the pressure off of you here, folks. But to get something put down on paper so you can have it looking back at you and so you can read it and see what you've done. But that's a written business plan. How does it apply to a business, which if yours is like mine, is always in motion? Well, it works when you turn your plan into planning. A plan is a parked car. Planning is taking that car on a trip. Planning is measuring your business's motion against the baseline of assumptions and projections you made in your plan. That's right. When you develop your plan, you say, okay, here's what I think, here's where I think we are, here's what I think we can do, and then you execute that plan, and you measure how you did. Planning allows you to see how smart you were when the plan was written and where your research and assumption skills need work. It also highlights, it'll help you highlight external forces that you're up against. A written business plans often become collateral damage during challenging economic times. You know, when things are tough, it's hard to think about writing down all this. You're sort of in the trenches, you're fighting the alligators, but you can't allow planning. If the written business plan becomes collateral damage, you can't allow planning to meet the same fate. Indeed, when things slow down, there's an even greater need to check your position than when things are rocking and rolling. Here's a two-step planning activity, I should say, that I think is at the heart of a business plan, and it's the essence of planning. If you're trying to get your business plan off the ground, if you start with this, it will help you operate more successfully anytime, but especially when things are not so great. Here's the first thing, and I've talked about this before in the past, and I'll talk about it again. I think every business owner must do what I'm about to say. Build a 12-month cash flow spreadsheet in a program, an electronic spreadsheet program like Excel, for example. And by doing this, you can project and track your monthly relationship between cash collections and cash disbursements from all sources. Not just sales and expenses, but all sources, like a loan or whatever. This planning tool will help you, it'll provide a rolling picture of cash flow in any given month. And the rest of that story is, look at the ending cash number at the bottom of each column, which in any negative number in any month means you'll need to add cash from sales, reduce expenses, add cash from another source like a bank loan or some combination. A banker once told me that if I could only bring him one financial document with a loan request, it should be a 12-month cash flow projection that included both how the borrowed money would be used and also how he was going to get his money back, the debt service. You know, I always listen to my banker, and you should too. A business plan, my friends, is important, but planning is essential. Get started today. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.